trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. Put my heart and soul into the song. I hope you feel me from where I am to wherever you are.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to Inside Out. My name is Mimi Magic and my wonderful co-host, Bianca. How are we?
Hello, Mimi. Happy New Year. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yes, it has been a while. We were not here in December. There was a little hiatus moment. So we didn't get our normal like Christmas time. You know, we always do the whole festive thing. So sorry for those who have listened to us for the last few years. You know, that was just not in the cars, but we're here now. And wow, what a new year to set off. We're already like just a week in and, you know, so much has gone on. So we're going to keep you up to date on everything inside out, as the name implies, within the LGBTQ plus community. And just so you know, our groundbreaking show has aired since 2008 in the DC area and the only kind of its kind on the FM dial. We do take you inside out, everything from pop culture to politics through an LGBTQIA plus lens. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, the home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and online at WPFWFM.org. Catch our fun new app on iTunes, Spotify to catch us after the live show or just during. So again, Inside Out airs every Monday, 6 p.m. Please feel free to give us a call if you have any questions, input, concerns, or just want to say hallelujah, holler at 202-588-0893. So, girlfriend, we have a lot to talk about.
Do we? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I show what today is a combination of updates, what's coming up, and hot topics. So, yes, to your point, we do have a lot to talk about, and it's only 11 days, 12 days into 2026.
Yeah, it's really wild because we're in the part of the Lion King where Scar took over.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're the hyenas and, you know, and it's like, be prepared, right? We're in it now. You know, we're in it. We're off of Pride Rock. You know, there was something I posted where the guy was like, oh, well, you should have known you called it Pride Rock. We were going to do something to it, you know? But it's like, you know, that is what it is. It's like anything these people are doing, they have this excuse and this crazy gaslight. Like, being gaslit by one man that you can kick out your house and get some therapy and move on in your life is one thing. Another thing is when the man's running the country, okay, and messing up the world. And if you're part of that mess, well, you're messy. And I don't, you know what has grinded my gears, Bianca? And I have been sitting thinking about this for a little while now. What do these people enjoy? I mean, I literally watch Stranger Things and they're like, oh, it went woke because there was a gay coming out scene of a character that we all knew was gay. But at the end of the day, it's like, what do you watch? What do you watch? What do you do successfully? Bianca Del Rio season 6. Okay. Quickly, what do you do? Like, what do you watch? I watch Ransom Canyon. I like Minka Kelly. Okay. That's all about cowboys and country line dancing. I think there's one black woman and she's like the fabulous ex-wife of one of the sexiest people on there. Duh. But at the end of the day, what do y'all enjoy? Because everything is so intertwined with so many cultures, people, you know, identities, whatever, right? I mean, so I'm trying to figure out, y'all going to Mexican restaurants? Y'all getting Taco Bell? Is y'all going to Chinese food? Y'all going to Vietnamese food?
Yeah.
Y'all doing that? Because if you are,
what ew. Is happening?
Yeah, like ew, ew, you know, like ew, because you know, y'all some I don't even know what to say, but you know, this is a part of our hot topics. But first, let's get into a little bit nicety. What was your New Year's resolution? Did you have one?
Well, I didn't. And I will tell you why. I think I used to have New Year's resolution you know, back in my younger days, because I feel like that was the thing to do on New Year's Eve. You know, you party and then you have like a New Year's resolution. And I think as I've gotten older, you know, my New Year's resolution has kind of shifted into like word of the year, where I feel like for me, it feels more doable and intentional. Not to say that having a New Year's resolution is not intentional, but I feel like, you know, my New Year's resolution era has never really worked for me because, you know, I never really get to a place of like, oh gosh, I totally forgot about my New Year's resolution. So I have to come up with something a little bit more creative to, you know, one, commit to whatever it is that I wanted to do differently for, you know, the new year, in this case, you know, 2026. So I actually learned about, you know, this concept of like having a word versus a New Year's resolution at work, because it's something that we do as a team. Let's like, what is one word that you wanted to either work on or explore more or practice and things like that? So that's what I have this year. And my word of the year is purge, meaning
Purge.
getting rid of things that doesn't bring me joy, as Marie Kondo would say, anything that doesn't bring you joy, say goodbye, say ta-ta, and stuff like that. And I have told myself to be intentional in that word for me, both professionally and personally. Particularly in, current climate that we're in, where it would be helpful for me at least to just kind of purge or get rid of, either people or situations or, material things that are no longer give any value to myself. So that is what I have in terms of, I guess, New Year's resolution. It's more of like a word of the year, and for me, that's purge.
And a mindset, right? A mindset that influences from the word. And I love that. And I love that for you because you do take on a lot and a lot of people, and you do a lot. You know, we do talk about this a lot as people who have been within the community, help the community. You know, fame is not fortune. And a lot of times you find yourself as, you know, a go-getter, a business person, a person that I think at a lot of times, you know, through our transition, through becoming who we are, we are always on that ladder. So it's like, oh, when I get there, when I get there, okay, I'm very fortunate to be accepted. I'm very fortunate to be in these spaces, to the point where you're so feeling fortunate all the time that you're just doing everything for free for people who feel you should be fortunate because you felt you were fortunate. And now all of a sudden you look back and go, well, you know what? I'm actually doing things other people weren't doing. And providing, right? And I see you as definitely one of those people who have provided so much for, you know, only our community, but for so much in reference to, you know, colleagues, work ethic, you know, creation of things and mindset, you know. So, you know, definitely I get you. I get you.
And I also just, I think, at the end of the day, it's like what works for you to commit to, right? If for other people, if New Year's resolution is something that have worked for you in the past, then continue doing that, right? For me, it's just like, I've done it, I've had every year or each year I have like a New Year's resolution. I just never really saw either like an outcome that I wanted from that New Year's resolution. So I kind of have to like pivot, right? And I just have to identify or figure out what works best for me so I still feel that, okay, I am evolving in the coming year, right? And to me, that's, finding a word that would help me in my journey, both professional and personal. And that has, that's what have worked for me in the past. So I think for our listeners, I say that because if New Year's resolution worked for you, great, right? Continue doing that. If having a word of the year works for you, continue doing that. It's not like we all have to have like a New Year's resolution, right? Because the intention around it is, changing or evolving into who we were the year before into the coming year. So,
It makes total sense. You know, mine would be, I think I've done enough, you know? So, like, the point is,
Well, what
like,
is your New Year's resolution?
oh, I think I've done enough. So, like, that's the whole point. I think I've done enough, you know, because it's just one of those levels where, you know, I think I have done enough in reference to, you know, I enjoy the work we do together, you know, all the things that we do a lot together, which is actually pretty funny, but like we literally are Velcroed in the most randomest places. And I love that because I love you. I think that what it is that I've taken some time. You know, I've been a little under the weather the last since New Year's, really. And you know, of course, this came up on the anniversary of you know, my friend who passed last year, who also worked for me, and you know, a lot of different things. And you know, I had two friends, you know, passed last year, which was very different for me. And well, I'm sure it's different for anybody, but it was different for me in the fact of like these people were very young, and we're all a young group of people, so it's just kind of like it gave me perspective. on how much I'm doing in reference to, I was doing a lot when I was a part of the chamber, what that put on me in reference to being the first, trans woman to lead this and, be the first to really lead a white organization in DC, to be very honest. I don't think a lot of people give you credit to what you do, but I was. It wasn't a thing for, this was running business that was sponsored, incorporated by businesses. It would only been white led before. And I was the first to jump in and do those things. And it took a toll, after me just realizing that, I like to bring a lot of people in. I like to give people a lot of chances that I feel like maybe I didn't always get, maybe I deserved. I don't know. I see where that's bit me. I see where, a lot of times, there are people that you can try and uplift that don't want to do that. They just want to have what you have and make sure you're gone so that then they can be the only one, even if it's low budget version. But at the end of the day, and now they're, doing the most normal, regular, unsophisticated situation that they could be doing as a trans woman in America, but we won't get into that. I'll just leave that alone. But at the end of the day, if you want more, hit me up in my DM. I'll tell you the real story. But it's just one of those things where, as a leader, you're always on and you're not even thinking to be a leader. And I think, like, you and I weren't really like, oh, we're going to do this. It was people asked us and we stepped up and then it became what we did. And I think that the evolution of that just has always been my mindset. Go, 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 go. Build my business. Business has issues. Rebuild. Okay. I deal with a lot of Republican white males. They not sitting over there like, oh, are you trans? Is that a benefit for me? No, they don't get into all that. And I don't tell them all that. And that's not my life. So a lot of the things that are actually helping people, business, all these things that I'm doing as a person, whether they know or not, it has nothing to do with them. But if they didn't know, then maybe it would make some things better, but it'd probably make things worse. And I hate having to feel that way. So it's just one of those things where I think I've just done enough in reference to constantly feeling like I need to be on and be a part of and say yes to this thing or never say no, because I'm afraid that it'll be last time someone asks me. And it's, I mean, it could be true or it's not true, but it shouldn't take me sick for like a week. For God to tell me like, hey, you know what? Since your friend died and everything else, you jumped right into it and you just kept, and you had to redo your business and you had to for a year, and I had to sit you down by making you sick, and that's crazy. That I should have been vacation. I should have been having a good time. I should have been laughing with you with a cocktail. But at the end of the day, because we're only down the street, and I'm not gonna forgive you if we don't hang out this year. But it's the point of you shouldn't have to be sat down by those things. You should want to do it for yourself because you have to do those things for yourself. And I've just felt so lucky, Bianca, to get away and start my own and to do all these things that I didn't take care of who I haven't taken a vacation since 2017. I don't even know what
That's
that
not
is.
good.
Look, and see, and people be like, that's not good. But it's like, to me, the vacation was to get away from what I hadn't dealt with. Right. So it'll never seem like work when I was doing more work for less and for more ridicule. So, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel that way, but at the end of the day, I don't even know if I've ever had a resolution. To your point, I don't know if I've had a resolution because I think that, to be honest, I've just gone with the flow, not knowing I was going with the flow for so long.
And that's a really good point that you're bringing up. And I think particularly for people within our community, and especially for us trans folks, right? There's this feeling of pressure to be always on, be on,
On.
right? Especially if you're the only trans person in the room or in the group of people. There's just that natural responsibility of like you're the one that will either talk about this or find a solution for this, and so on and so forth, which so many of us have done and continue to do, because I think part of that is because we know the importance of engaging in those conversation, right? So we feel the pressure of like, as much as I don't want to talk about this or I don't want to be the person to bring this up, I have to bring it up because I'm the only one in the room. But then at the same time, we cannot always be the only one that's bringing it up, right? And because we're not speaking for the entire population of the trans diaspora,
Oh,
because
yeah.
my experience is different than yours, et cetera, et cetera. But because we're so involved in our community, and almost most of the time we're the only one or two people that's in the group, it's like everybody's looking at us as well, like, well, what do you think? What are we going to do? Things like that. So it adds that pressure, which then, to your point, it has an impact on our overall health. Emotionally, physically, mentally, getting sick, stress level, all those other things, and nobody else is taking care of us but us, right? But
That
you.
point.
And that's a lot of people in our community don't realize the pressure that were given to us only because of the fact that, one, we're very engaged in the community and we are very open in disclosing our identity. We became like, okay, well, ask Bianca, ask Mimi, whereas, it's not just our experience. It's a lot, there's other people in the community, that they can engage in. And then there's also that, well, you're the only one that I know, right? Who identify as trans. And I'm like, that may be the case, but that shouldn't stop you from going outside of like who you know,
But
right?
sometimes people
And
comfortable with you being the version of the Bianca, and I can see
I
why. But no,
mean,
because I can see why, because I'm the same way
yeah.
with you. I'm the same way with you. I'm comfortable with you being a bestie of mine, right?
Right, right.
I'm not going to say that to everybody who considers themselves, whatever they are, because at the end of the day, a lot of things that people are doing is now putting our community in jeopardy, because that is being shown as like, this is what's happening. This is who's doing this, right? We talked about the last show, the person who was up in that bathroom that, it was like, girl, you're not a trans woman. Stop playing this game. And at the end of the day, that's the funny part, is that we have to, not only are we talking about experiences, right? Because maybe we're the only one in the room. There's a level of what is being talked about and also the foolery that we're being talked to about. Okay. Because that's foolery. Now I have nothing to do with what you're doing and what I'm doing. They don't have nothing, it's not even a mindset. So the whole point is like those kind of conversations I feel are like, you should know what you're saying and just stop and move on. You know what I'm saying? That's messiness. That person saying they're going to expose and do whatever. Now, that's separate than somebody else. That is not a Laverne Cox situation.
That's
That
not
is
the
not a Mimi.
story
That's
for
not a
everybody.
Bianca. That's not a, we're not getting into all that. So at the end of the day, you want to talk about some business. You want to talk about how to get people some jobs. You want to talk about what we're going to do. How we're going to move things forward. How we're going to educate some folks. What dating life is like. You want to talk about those things? Let's do it. Because at the end of the day, and I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret, the same men y'all don't like on Tinder are the same ones in my DMs. So stop. It's the same people. It's the same people. And guess what? I'm not going out with them either. I'm not going out with them either. I'm home. I don't care. I play video games with my friends, okay? And lingerie still. But at the end of the day, all I'm trying to say is the same. It's the same people. It's the same men. And all I'm saying is they're the separation and the anger and the crap and the you come into you about, oh, this or oh, what we got to do for these people. Some people, they don't want a good job. They want to be out there. Okay. Stay out there. Don't be in line then for the people who want to come and do more, which, after we get off of this, we have so much to talk about. I'm sure. Yay. I've thought about so many good things for this year. For Trans Pride, for whatever, I am motivated because I feel like last year we had a kind of temperature check what is going on,
The last year, I mean, just like with every year, right? Last year was, I think, especially overwhelming summer because of World Pride, and there's so many things that are happening and things like that. So I'm glad that we're motivated, you're motivated, we're excited, For folks who are listening to us, you may or may not know that both Mimi and I are also part of the group of people who organized Trans Pride event here in the Washington, D.C. area. So that's what we were talking about when we mentioned,
Yes.
Trans Pride and things. So, but yeah,
Yes, it's
more
going to
to
be
come. Yeah.
great. And I think that, with all the, I sit back and I think of all of the negative comments and the debates and the whatevers, the things that T.S. Madison's always get into with people. And she's so lovely to watch with all the drama. But I tend to note those things and say, okay, well, how do we educate in these spaces? Get some of those people on here. What is your issue? I feel like there's a lot more going on. I'm looking at like the job market, the growth or lack thereof when it comes to communities of color. And all I'm gonna say is that ain't no trans person doing that to you. Those who voted for this fool to be in here and do all this stuff, now you see there is no barrier to what can happen. Okay, I've had a friend out of a job since January. You know what I'm saying? So last January, so there apart being on these, percentages that they like to post up on, the news or lack thereof now because they're trying to, always play these games. Nobody wants to be those things. And the point is that, when these are real issues taking food out your mouth, like Laverne Cox said last year, you're focused on the wrong 1%. Okay. Stop playing these games. Stop giving this energy to people. I'm helping build jobs, community. I'm confirming people for monetary value that will help their family later. That is what my business does. Okay. I'm helping to set people up for future financial stability for their families. Okay. I'm not sitting over here playing games. And I've been doing this for a very long time. And I think that there's a lot of unserious people who would talk to someone like me, and instead of getting the education that they need in reference to doing something, building something, what I've done with my life, want to sit here and play about a bathroom. Sit here and play about what they think I'm doing. Okay. I've dated people would jump out of line to be with that I've told I don't want to speak to again. The double standard isn't there. The narrative is wrong. Okay. So we're going to start educating folks on the real conversations and not all of the same rhetoric, same mess, same whatever. Because let me tell you something, when you go into a $3 million home and those people treat you like gold because they respect you and what you're doing, I don't care about some pizza boy from Idaho who don't like me. I don't care. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, and it's not because anybody's better than anybody, but don't you dare make me be under you. And see, those are the things that people need to really get ready for, those conversations. You talking about T.S. Madison, she has a Grammy. See, these are the things that people don't understand. You don't know how to reinvent yourself. And what a lot of people also don't understand is that if they're taking women's rights away, so that then they are destitute to be reliant on men. Well, what has happened in the last 10 so years? The trans community has started to uplift, get jobs, be considered, be recognized, come out of the shadows. Those same men who date those same women who want to keep women down want trans women to be down in order to not be able to say no to them when they have their own. Wow. Can we for a second? Can we? For a second, can we think about that for a second? So if we keep these sectors down and against each other, but they continue to step on our heads together, who's winning? Who's winning? Okay. So I have a special treat for us, Bianca. We're about to go on break, but one of my awesome friends, Raspberry, an artist located in Arizona currently, has a new song and it's called Unkindness. And I am so excited to play this. He is such a gem, such a wonderful artist. So we will go to a short break and play Unkindness by Raspberry, my boo. And we will be back with Inside Out shortly after.
Watching them lie through the molars, I don't identify with their frame of mind. I realize different inside. I'm all alone in the corner, watching them live through the rollers. I don't identify with their frame of mind. I realized I felt different inside. Listen, I don't care about your feelings anymore. Lost the interest for your business when you close the door.
I just can't be bothered by your problems. Hope your suit of armor is worth diamonds. You give me the offer, I'm not trying. We crying in the tea. You think you're spilling on me.
I'm all alone in the corner, watching them live through the molars. I don't identify with their frame of mind.
Guess my blood is thinner than the water that you chose. Used to be your bro, don't know what happened though. I'm sorry I had to get specific. I'm sorry you didn't wanna listen. I'm sorry you have to miss me glistening. How you lost me when it is you are missing.
Oh. I'm all alone in the corner, watching them laugh.
That was Unkindness by Razzberry, and that's spelled Razzberry, RazzBerrie. Unkindness. So yes, it's deep, it's good, it's great.
Yeah, right? I rested okay. I realized I feel different inside. Okay.
Don't you? You can apply it to so much, and that's what a great songwriter always does, is that it could mean one thing, but when you can apply it to yourself, honey. So yes,
I love it. We should totally have your friend on the show.
On the show, yes. And he is a part of the community. How wonderful. So here we go.
Beautiful.
So how awesome is that? So yes, Raz, if you're listening, bravissimo, baby, bravissimo. So segueing from what we were just speaking about, you know, our next topic is, trans women dating Republican men or those who voted for Trump. Okay. And so also this segues to, Renee Nicole Good, the unfortunate mom who was shot last week by an ICE officer, or whatever we call them, ICE militia, whatever. Okay. This person, this animal, we're going to say, okay, because I just can't find the words. But, she had a lesbian partner. I'm assuming she was lesbian. The father had passed away a few years back of her son. And, it's just crazy what's going on right now. But a lot of people are showing the picture of the ICE agent. Mm-hmm. And he is married to a Filipino woman. Mm-hmm. And, this got me to thinking. about, you know, last year Laverne Cox was having that, you know, what did we call it? They didn't call it an apology. The ex-boyfriend. Yeah. They didn't call it an apology tour. They call it a accountability tour. Okay. So they call it accountability tour. But funny enough, just last month, Carmen Carrera, who was a drag show, RuPaul's Drag Race contestant years ago, who was actually a trans woman. She's been on a lot of different things. First trans woman to do a lot of different things beyond like a get married on like reality TV, you know, be like some kind of Victoria's Secret's runway model, whatever it was she did. Beautiful woman. But she came out with the fact that her current boyfriend of the last 4 years is a Christian Republican and did vote for Trump. Okay. And he is a Colombian. Okay. There's a touch of colorism in the fact that Laverne Cox had to do all of this over somebody she did end up leaving versus, I haven't heard a peep of Carmen Carrera having to do a, conversational panel in reference to her decisions to be with a person who, evidently in a big heightened time voted for somebody who has been against, you know, trans rights and the, you know, progression of women's rights and, you know, people like that. So, you know, if you disagree with that and, you know, and you're all good with those kind of things, this isn't for you, but, or maybe it is for you. Maybe it's for you to listen to some things, but at the end of the day, you know, trans women, do end up, associating with Republican men more so than people think. And also those who have been MAGA in the past or MAGA currently, you know, three-time Trumpa. Okay. What do you think about all of this? You know, this goes into like passport bros. This goes into all of that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. Well, it's very complex, right? As to your point, because there's a lot of layers that are happening, right? You know, and then there's two big topics, right? You know, that you have shared about, one being, you know, trans women, dating Republican men or somebody who voted for Trump or MAGA or whatever you want to call it, right? I feel like it's situational, right? And what I mean by that is there are situations that maybe you didn't know until later, right? Where, you know, when you're in your honeymoon phase, everything is like supportive, you know, all of those things that we experience in the honeymoon phase.
And they lie.
It's not until, right. And it's not until later in their relationship where you started finding out about them being a Republican and all that other thing, where, you know, it's a little bit more difficult and challenging to like, okay, how do you kind of navigate this situation with this information that you currently have now invested a year or so of your time already with this individual, right? So I think there's that one situation. And then there's a situation that from the very beginning, you know that they are a Republican, a Trump supporter, and they've been very vocal about that. And still you chose to like be with that person, right?
Correct.
So it's a choice, right? But what I will say, and we're human beings, so, you know, we all have choices that we made, but we also have to face the fact that whatever choices that we make at the time that we made the choices, it's either going to be successful or it's going to have consequences. And I think that's where, you know, you have to really start thinking about, okay, me as a person who made this choice to date somebody who is a Republican, knowing that they are a Republican because they've disclosed it to me, but then I still went ahead and did it. That's my choice that I made at the time, knowing that there are a lot of like risks that will come following that, right? You know, whether it could be toxic, whatever the situation is, maybe, and everything, right? The difference of that with the other situation of like not knowing and finding out a little later is the relationship that you already built and the time that you've already invested in that person, which makes it a little bit more harder to kind of get away. Having said all of that, right, I think it comes down to, for me, it's how much more I can take of the situation, right? How much of this toxicity, this, red flags and all of these things that I can take, to do it. And that itself also has some complication because if you feel secure with this person, whether it could be financially, stability, and all that other stuff, that adds another layer. So, like, well, I'll stick to this one versus being in this situation, right? So there's a lot of like complexity in relationships, and I think it adds another layer when somebody that you're dating is on the opposite side of the party. Right, whether they're open about it or whether they're not open about it. There's going to be people and culture plays a role in it. A lot of the people who are non-American, they're a little bit more patient and forgiving and all that other stuff. So there's that culture aspect of it too, of like I'll just tolerate it because it's convenient. I have a roof over my head and all that other stuff. And not worry about like what it's totally doing to you, and then just like suck it up. And there's also that like I cannot handle it anymore. I'm out, right? So,
Well, and so just to pause you. So when it comes to the Filipino woman who was
yeah,
married to him, and so I saw this whole thing early last year about the passport bros going over to the Philippines. You know, it's usually these white men, and they go over there older, and they, bring these women back. At first it's all good, with the whole, I'll pay for this, I'll pay for that. They get them in here, they start to do some things to them, fulfill their fantasies, whatever. It's very much a synonym to the trans crowd. Okay. So then when it comes to power, control, domination, narcissism, demeaning, see, then this is where it starts to break down. The demeaning of one, the cultures, the demeaning of who you are. The pacing of slowly mentally breaking you down. A few years ago, I did move to Baltimore with a person who was from German descent, or was from Germany, excuse me, from there. Family was very lovely, but he was not. And found out later that he was some kind of libertarian, but it was more shifted to the right side. The whole debate about Trump and Biden at the time. I started finding things like, Trump's book, the one he wrote way back, what was it called? Oh my God. The Art of the Deal. The Art of the Deal. He watched Gavin McGinnis, who was the founder of the Proud Boys. Okay. So these and it how it gets inducted is that they say, oh, I'm listening to this. You don't want to listen to this. So someone like me doing what I do, what we do, all these things. Very informed. Listened to 5 minutes of this podcast and said, "Is this what you're listening to? This is out of control. Oh, it's not usually like this. Oh, it's not." I said, "I don't care. If this is being said now, if these words about women or whatever, I was like, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think that I was going to like just tolerate it?" And then see what happens is then it starts to become an irritability. The yelling environment of, oh, you don't understand, or oh, this isn't really like that, or oh, what you think or what you feel, okay, becomes this whole thing. The George Floyd thing happened, okay? Then it comes into, oh, somebody yelled a slur at him as a white man while he's sitting on his front porch. He made it seem like it was a person of color. Find out it was a white man when I spoke to the other neighbors. Okay, you're trying to manipulate, control, beat me down, make sure that I don't have these avenues to think that I'm in the know of what's going on, right? So I really do look at it as, yes, there is a choice of a person who comes into these things when it comes to the person who is dating them, but I feel like there is a goal. Okay, and we can look at history from as far back. There are people who perpetrate in these areas, and that's why it is very dangerous to say and look at people and say, oh, they could be immigrants. We got to treat them this way. Or it's okay that ICE people are, beating on these people, taking them away, It's okay that you're marginalizing this trans community even more, because what it is that you're giving power to people who have always sought it in the dark, who have always married these people, brought them over here, mentally abused, controlled, did whatever to them, say, oh, this is the life you live. You should be thankful. No complaining. Same with trans women. Oh, you know, see you at your house, see at my house. Oh, you can't meet these people. Oh, you know, you're the side person, you're the this, you're the that. It's always something not justified. Okay. Yeah. So why, in this way of what I've explained to you, Miss Bianca, are people not waking up about the similarities of things and stop separating and start looking at what the common denominator is for change? Because our solution is right here. It is to no longer accept these things. It is no longer to accept while blaming somebody else and think that that does something for you. A lot of white Republican women vote Republican in order to keep the financial stability for their Republican husbands. That is just what it is. It's the only way they're able to continue to do what they do.
Yeah.
So with you knowing this knowledge, as a person of color, all I'm going to ask is, where do you benefit? And where do you benefit messing around, talking about, you know, these people in this community and all this other stuff, bullying, berating, creating issue as people who are just as marginalized and not getting the benefit of being this way? So we have some food for thought this year, and we have some calls to action, which is to understand what is going on in your community, understanding if what you're hearing doesn't make sense, it probably doesn't make sense, and that woman being murdered is not justified by any means. It is something we have seen and fought for as different communities for years.
Yeah.
And now it shows that there is no longer a barrier, even if you're a white woman. And that should let a lot of people who were maybe hee-hee-hawing a little bit or whatever else, understanding that this is serious. They're taking Black people, you know, that are from Somalia and have been U.S. citizens, beating them up, doing stuff. We can't even stand up for this.
Yeah.
So people need to educate themselves, need to understand what is happening. Stop playing on people's Instagrams and start understanding that what you're talking about in really mattering anymore. You know, y'all worrying about T.S. Madison and, you know, you worrying about these people potentially maybe being in the bathroom. So the men who are actually in the bathroom doing terrible things and hurting people, convicted. Yeah. You know, there is out of the people that were exonerated from the January 6th, about it was like 300 of them afterwards were convicted of assault, rape, and child exploitation. Those are the patriots that these people are proud to be out here, and not the person, you know, going to Home Depot to get the lumber for the day, not the mom taking their kids to school. You know, so we have to start understanding. I think when it comes to our community, Bianca, we do need to realize that we are all very different.
Yeah.
You know, you have a relationship that's been very long term and it's lovely to see. You know, you can see you got love in your heart and you got a good man. And I think that a lot of people need to understand the fundamentals of what it means to actually be in a relationship, to be safe, to be cared for, and to be successful. Dating now is absolutely trash. It is hard to wean through a lot of these things. And like I said, if I didn't have my own means, my own security, my own friends, my own career, you know, I'd be subject to needing somebody to fulfill those things for me. And I can see why people are out here doing that. But like I said earlier, this is why they want to dismantle that. Because for every no that I give somebody who thinks that it's owed to them because of my identity, not my success, my identity, that strips that away with one word, trans. Okay. Yeah. They feel that they are owed the attention. Okay. They are owed these things. They're the same people. I promise y'all, same people. So do better. Upgrade it. Start talking to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you know, you brought up this really important aspect of, you know, the conversation that we've been having tonight in our show and for our listeners, right? Which is to center yourself with community, right? Whatever you may define community, whether it could be a circle of friends, family members that you have great relationship with, or chosen family that you're building up with yourself. Because to your point, right, we as trans people in this country go through so much every day, multiple times a day, and to carry that load ourselves, it's very heavy and put a lot of like pressure. So if and where there's a opportunity for you to build a community, whether through an organization or any other part of the community that you have access to, build on that and lean on that, because to your point, we could have been somewhere else if we do not have like the people that we talk to, the people that we cry on their shoulders to, or even to vent and things like that. So whatever community may look like for you, you know, build that for yourself, because it's so important to be able to even at minimum have this like ongoing conversations like we're having in this show, right? You know, to reflect on the things that are happening, or understand, you know, things that may be different from other people, from like what we define a situation is and things like that. So I think, you know, for our listeners, and this is not just for our queer community. I mean, I think community applies to like the diversity of identity. But I think because our community has been in this moment where we're always being either abandoned by our chosen, by our family because of, you know, who we are, that it's critical for us to build that like chosen family or chosen community. And to your point, you know, if without these communities that we have, or access to communities that we have, we could be somewhere else. We could have done something different.
Completely. And to our credit, we're advocating for people who do not have family, who do not have community, because Bianca and I's family is very much in our lives.
Yeah.
And see, this is the thing, is that you don't necessarily have to be going through something to feel like you can advocate for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what a lot of people are missing here. I am of color first and everything else after. But everything that I am doing the best of my ability to ensure that nobody can come for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So whether people know or not about whatever, you know, identity, you know, they want to pick and choose, that they want to feel is oppressing me, I'm not showing that each day. I'm building business. I'm building revenue for other people. And I am creating generational wealth for people in their future. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is coming from a trans woman of color. So all I'm saying is that I'm not to be out here saying, oh, I'm oppressed and these things are happening to me necessarily. I am adjacent, if not had been a victim of, but I also don't want to be victimized in the future. And yeah, I don't want people around me, my Black women, my brothers, the people in the Latino community, you know, our Asian community, you know, all these people, I don't want these things happening.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling my ex, who is Mexican American, whose father voted for Trump, I told him, I said, you think that, you know, he's right to do those things? I said, you watch if Kamala don't win, and you'll see they were not going to discriminate against nobody. Y'all mm-hmm. don't read enough. You all came here thinking that, oh, you're better than Black people. Well, you ain't listening to Black people, and you're definitely not reading the history books, because at the end of the day, discrimination is going to happen when they're saying that you look like this, so we're going to grab you before we even do anything else. And guess what we're seeing?
Yeah.
So I know every time he's closing his eyes, he remember exactly what I said. And that wasn't for a me thing. That was for a him thing, to say, this is going to be hard for you. Don't let it be hard, and don't laugh it off when people around you are saying that they're going to do this. You need to be stronger. And the Black community has been very strong. Mm-hmm. You just need to come together and understand that not everything else is an enemy. There is a certain thing that's happening, and we need to stay focused, stay woke in the right way, Erykah Badu, and not in this new drown out way that they're always talking about some stuff. Okay. Yeah. You know, because it also, if things weren't so good woke, then how come Heated Rivalry is the number one show all of last year? Because this is my whole point, right? is that when people get into things, they get into things. And mm-hmm. if that was the truth, that woke isn't winning or educating people on Black folks and trans people, all this fun stuff that makes the world go round, then guess what? We would see none of it. It wouldn't make any ratings. The X-Men would be nothing because that's all about oppression. I mean, they literally fight oppression. So the point is, these are all big things coming up, things that have been in our life. Stop it. If it don't make sense, it don't make sense.
Yep.
So
point blank,
sis. So like you said, the word of the year is purge. So we're going to purge the ignorance. We're going to purge the messiness. And we're going to purge the drama that is not needed.
Things that doesn't bring us joy.
Things that don't bring us joy, but we also need to rotate the feeling.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And understand that we have a lot of work to do. And the more we sit out on the sidelines and don't talk to people, the quicker we're getting to, you know, never getting out of this mess. IT nerds, just because they have money, do not need to make us pay for the bullying they went through in school. Clock it. Well, that has been our show Inside Out. Next Monday, you will hear a new set of co-hosts at 6 p.m. Be sure to tune in. And also this year, be ready for a lot of our pledge drives because, as you know, WPFW does sustain on the pledge drives. So look forward to that this year. And thank you so much for listening to Bianca and Mimi Magic, an Inside Out LGBTQ radio show. We love you and we enjoy you.
Good night.
I thought I was yours. Then again, you pretend, so I didn't know for sure. I thought we could fly. Guess you're probably scared of heights. I'll let you go. Watching them walk out, let myself fall down. Why do we feel so estranged? Pay for my heartache. We're I think it might be getting a little bit too in your feelings. I might spare a moment for a picture, and you can take it as I'm leaving, yeah, yeah. Watching them walk out, let myself fall down. Why do we feel so estranged? Sweet tender love, you said you. Now I feel stupid and stuff, cause you couldn't be honest. Pain in my heart, darts in your back, pain in a picture of what we could have had. Watching them walk out, let myself fall down. Why do we feel so estranged? Pain from my heartache, we're back where we started. I think you might be getting a little bit too in your feelings. I might spare a moment for a picture, and you can take it as I'm leaving. You might be getting a little bit too in your feelings. I might spare a moment for a picture, and you can take it as I'm leaving, yeah. Watching.
Birchmere presents Derek Gripper and Balake Sissoko, January 14th. Avery Sunshine, January 17th. Will Downing, January 30th and 31st. And Babatunde Hip Hopra, February 1st. Details at birchmere.com.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more. All right.